This is WBUR's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Rupa Shenoy. It's been a quarter century since voters ended rent control in Massachusetts. But with a housing shortage and rising rents, there's a new interest in bringing the measure back in some cities. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Whether you call it rent control or rent stabilization, the idea is the same. Limit how much landlords can hike the rent each year. And a growing number of local leaders say the measure is badly needed. That includes Boston's new mayor, Michelle Wu, who was sworn in last week after unabashedly campaigning on the issue.
And I'm the only candidate on this stage that supports rent stabilization, which has worked to keep people in their homes in cities across the country.
Several cities in the area, including Cambridge and Boston, enacted rent control in the 1970s. But landlords placed a statewide ban on the ballot in 1994, and it passed with 51% of the vote. Skip Schloeming was a key supporter of the ban. Until recently, he ran the Small Property Owners Association. Schloeming says rent control discourages people from investing in apartments.
And people don't go into buying rental housing. They don't even build new rental housing.
But supporters say there's new interest in rent control because of the skyrocketing cost of living in the region. Housing prices in Boston have more than quadrupled, even after inflation, since rent control ended, and rents have soared too.
And many people are being forced to leave the city. This is a real crisis for Boston, for Greater Boston.
That's Joe Kreisberg of the Mass Association of Community Development Corporations. He says the region needs to build more housing and needs to do something about rising rents. He's not alone. A WBUR poll in April found three-quarters of Boston voters supported limits on rent increases. And even some rent control opponents have changed their minds. That includes Mayor Wu, who went to Harvard before running for city council.
I graduated from college with a degree in economics, and you know, when you're thinking about supply and demand, the standard economic theory is that when you put constraints, then it affects supply as well.
In the years since, Wu says, it's become clear that the housing crisis is at a breaking point, and all options need to be on the table. This month, Somerville also elected a new mayor who supports rent control, Katiana Ballantyne. But Ballantyne points out that cities can't make the change on their own.
At the end of the day, when it comes to rent control, you know, the state law doesn't allow us that option. So we need to work with our state delegation to try to do something for that.
Progressive lawmakers have filed several bills in recent years to overturn the statewide ban and give local leaders more options, but none have passed so far. And many lawmakers have reservations. That includes State Senator John Keenan of Quincy, who co-chairs the Joint Housing Committee and owns 14 rental units.
One of the concerns about rent control, and I will do more research on this, is that you're not creating any more housing. You are restricting some housing to people who may already live in that housing. And one of the consequences may be that you drive up rental prices, for instance, around it.
And even if a rent control bill gets through the Democratic legislature, it might not win enough votes to override a potential veto. Republican Governor Charlie Baker recently told WGBH that he probably would not sign such a measure.
Number one, it's unfair. I mean, I lived for a bunch of years in Boston paying market rent when I was a young person next to two apartments that had older folks in them that made more than me, who paid about half what I paid in rent because their apartments were rent control and mine wasn't.
Still, housing advocates say they want new mayors like Michelle Wu to follow through on their campaign promises and try to find a way to reinstate rent control. Kwesi Matthew is a tenant activist in Mattapan.
She didn't want with the paving of the roads. She didn't want with giving me more money for food stamps. She won with the fact that she's going to help me to keep a roof over my head by stabilizing my rent.
Supporters are already studying alternatives to lifting the statewide ban, like asking lawmakers to make exceptions for cities like Boston. That could also mean waiting to see if a new governor is elected next year. But the elections in Somerville and Boston this month ensure we'll hear more about rent control on Beacon Hill in the months and likely years to come. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.